I believe in fighting corruption, it always have to start with yourself. You have to be the example. And corruption is not only among government officials, but it has become a culture. We came as a rescue mission, and we know one of the biggest problems there is corruption. And I want to say that we start by making sure those people that we bring to cabinet are people of integrity. And secondly, I want to make sure that even beginning with myself, we'll declare our assets. And want to make sure that this is well known. The purpose of coming to government, to know that it's public service. And if you are not ready to serve the public, you can go elsewhere. But we want to make sure that we start on a clear note that the people of our country stood on line, they protected the votes, not to bring a team again that will do the same thing that the other people are doing or worse. So it's a clear message, declare your asset, make sure that we are prepared to audit the outgoing government so that they tell us, tell the Liberian people of their stewardship, and to make sure that we start on a footing where people know that they come to serve the public and not themselves. If they don't understand that, they actually fall where it may.
Mr. President-elect, you talked about asset declaration starting from yourself and the people who work with you, as well as the outgoing administration. How do you plan to avoid the semblance of targeting people? Because some people will say these are politically motivated to tarnish their reputation or to go against them, people from certain tribes or specific parts of the country. How do you plan to avoid this?
We are aware of that. And when we talk about auditing, it's not going to be a Liberian auditing. We want to make sure that our international partners work with us for a public tender for competent and renowned auditing firm that will be qualified at an international level to make sure they come on board to do that. We are aware of people saying wish hunting, wish hunting. But I don't think it's wish hunting when you have to account for your stewardship, but it has to be done in a way that is well-established, entity with reputation to make sure that it audits and make sure that it reports to the public the findings.
Sometimes people say that politicians make lofty promises when they are campaigning, but when it gets to governance, it becomes different. What would be different? Assuming allies of yours, family members of yours, or people you who are close to you, family members, are accused of corruption during your administration, Mr. President-elect, how do you plan to tackle this specifically?
I'm not coming new to government.
Right.
Although in different positions, I ran a public corporation that was credible. And I can tell you that I come to work not with friendship. I have friends, but there is a clear line of demarcation between friendship, family, and managing. With the experience that we come with a country that celebrates 176 years and with the life of our people living below the poverty line, I don't think we come into government again to start thinking about our family. I think we come there to make sure that we give the Liberian people hope, and I'm committed to that.